The Murray State Basketball Podcast is brought to you by the Murray Flower Company. If you're in Callaway County and need flowers, the best place to go is the Murray Flower Company. Whether you're celebrating a new arrival, the life of a loved one, or any point in between, the Murray Flower Company has you covered. Visit them on the square in Murray at 403 Maple Street or online at murrayflowercompany.com. Welcome into the Murray State Basketball Podcast, the Ride Home Edition, as Southern Illinois rolls into the CFSB Center and snaps Murray State's 20-game home winning streak with a 63-57 win at the bank. I don't want to be, to paraphrase my old friend Tom Menino, sunshine.com here. But I almost feel like right now, as I drive home, I feel more optimistic about this team tonight than I think I did coming out of the Illinois State and Valpo wins. Southern Illinois is really good. They are really good. And there is as I tweeted during the game, I said, tonight was really Murray State's Welcome to the Valley game. Just from a standpoint of, this was a different level of physicality, a different level of intensity than Murray has seen so far, I feel like, in the first two games. And as a team that is really one of the elite teams in the conference, you saw what the conference has to offer tonight. And I thought for enormous portions of the game, Murray State stood up to that physicality and didn't buckle. Now, they didn't necessarily thrive, especially offensively, but they did not buckle. And that in itself, I feel like, leads to some optimism moving forward. Now, there are issues, and we will get to the issues. But I was really impressed with SIU tonight. I was extremely familiar with them 10 years ago. You know, in that 2002 to 2007 run, you know, when they made the tournament 6 years in a row and they went to the Sweet 16 twice, and Bruce Weber's there and Matt Painter's there and Chris Lowry's there and it's Floor Burn U, and it was like there was an intensity around that team at that time that really kind of went away for the last 10 or 15 years. And to watch them tonight, I was like, oh, it's back. And I don't think that's an accident when you look at who their head coach is, who was a point guard on that Sweet 16 team in 2007. Brian Mullins has them, they're playing at a pretty high level right now. They've won 5 in a row. The thing that I was most impressed about, you know, I sat 4 rows behind their bench for the majority of the game until I reached a point that I couldn't sit still any longer and had to go walk laps around the arena. SIU play-by-play voice, Mike Reese, you know, alluded to it on the podcast the other day, that there is a level of preparation that is elite in this conference, and certainly I saw that firsthand with SIU and their coaching staff. I mean, they called out every pass, every dribble in the first half while Murray was on that end. And that is why Murray could not get, you know, they couldn't get anything going. And it was not, you know, as much of, oh, they just can't make any shots. It's like SIU was prepared for everything that Murray was throwing at them. Now, with that said, Murray held SIU without a point for 7 minutes in the first half. And I think when I go back and I chart out this game, this was an elite defensive effort from Murray for large chunks of the game. And again, in such a physical game, I think that lends to some optimism. SIU made everything tough tonight. Brian Moore did not play. He was sick. Steve Prohm said after the game, hoping he's available to rejoin the team here in the next couple of days. They play at Evansville on Sunday on New Year's Day. I don't know if it's enough time. And certainly in this league, you don't want to look past anybody. Evansville is one of two 0-3 teams in this league right now. And they got blasted tonight. If there's a game that maybe you can just give him off and just try to, you know, go with what you got on the bench as it is, go with Quincy Anderson, go with Justin Morgan a little bit more and just try to get out of there and you know, discretion, the better part of valor, and then have him ready to go next Wednesday when Bradley rolls in. Maybe that's what they need to do. But with him out of the game, it was Jacoby Wood essentially going the distance tonight. And not only, you know, playing 38 minutes, but SIU, they come after you. And they're going to make you work for 94 feet. And that is why, you know, Jacoby didn't score until 5 minutes to go. And at the free throw line, I think he was only 0 for 4 from the game, from the field. But it's like, you know, he got his money's worth tonight. He got his money's worth tonight. And he's gonna need a long good night's sleep tonight, as is Rob Perry. I mean, those two dudes, they worked all night because SIU was in their business all night long, 94 feet up and down the floor. And that is just a level of, again, it's just that physicality. It just wears you down over the course of the game. I thought that, you know, you look, I mean, Murray didn't, I mean, there's really some amazing stretches in that first half. Murray didn't make their first field goal until there was less than 13 minutes left in the first half. I think they missed their first 9 shots. And then Murray on the flip side again, they hold SIU scoreless for 7 minutes. But they just weren't able to really get anything going to where, hey, you look up and you're like, hey, we haven't held them scoreless for 8 minutes. Maybe we could go on a 12, 14, 16-0 run. No, maybe a 6-0 run. You know, it was a 6-0 crawl, whatever it might have been. But I thought they did a really good job defensively. Really, I mean, that is an old team. That is a veteran team. I thought DJ Burns, you know, the two guys, you saw DJ Burns take his cracks at Damask, and then you saw Quincy Anderson as well. And, you know, Quincy, I think they tried to do a little bit of, you know, SIU was like, well, I think we've got a little mismatch with Damask and the size, but Quincy is strong enough that he can, you're not going to back him down necessarily. And I thought they both did a good job. And Damask ended up with 20, and I think until you get to the final 5 minutes, I thought he had a very quiet night. I thought they did a really good job with him. But in the end, what you saw in those final 5 minutes, whether it was Damask, whether it was Lance Jones, those dudes hit some shots with degrees of difficulty that were off the chart. And they were just backbreaking every time. It was really impressive to watch them finish. And it was just every time Murray was ready, it felt like to get over the hump. And then, you know, and not only were the degrees of difficulty high, they seemed to always come with 5 seconds or less on the shot clock, if not 2 seconds or less on the shot clock. And that was what was just so deflating for this racer team. I believe Mike Reese called these games, these conference games, delightfully dull. I know he called them dull. I may have been adding the delightfully. But, you know, you look up, there's 6 minutes. There's, well, with 10 minutes to go, we're halfway through the first half. It's 7-7. 7 minutes to go, it's 14-11. We got a little offensive surge at that point. But it made me think back to those, you know, in that 05, 06, 07 run with SIU. I mean, I think they played Northern Iowa, you know, and won a game 42-39. Like, that's just, that was the way it was. And, you know, I saw some feedback after the game about, oh, you know, Murray just walking it up and you're playing slow and you're not getting the, you know, you're not getting the, you know, getting out and running. And, well, a couple things with that. One, SIU absolutely dictated the tempo. They wanted this thing to be slow. Number two, Murray, what you saw, the dictation from SIU wasn't as much their offense dictating it, it's the defense. They're picking up Jacoby Wood 94 feet from the basket, making it real hard, running sometimes a second guy at him to make him give up the ball. And then they wouldn't let him get it back. And then you would see, you know, there's times DJ Burns is dribbling up the floor trying to engage the off. I mean, it's like, it was not an ideal, even in the best of scenarios, where you're trying to, they're trying to run their offense from, that's how you push them out so far. I mean, you're 40 feet from the basket trying to get into your stuff. And it's just, you can't do it. That's not how it's supposed to work. You know, and then you got into stretches, they're taking the ball out of the net. You know, it's like, couldn't do it. Against anybody in America, when you're taking the ball to the net, it is hard to run. And it is especially hard to run when you can't turn the other team over. Posted before the game, this SIU team turns it over, I think, off the top of my head, 21-22% of the time. They turned it over four times tonight. Once in the second half. And that one was in the final minute when they were trying to inbound it up five. You have to be able to turn folks over. And Murray State just cannot do it. Doesn't do it. Because steals equal layups. Steal, you know, turnovers equal running. But steals equal turnover. When you get those live ball turnovers, steals equal layups. And to have four forced turnovers for 40 minutes, that is something else. And that's just part of the equation of, it's just, nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. I will say, it's 18-18, 3.5 minutes to go, and Quincy Anderson tried to poster a dude. I didn't know he had that in him. I sort of just assume all of them can dunk, but to see a competition, you know what? I'm just catching the ball at the top of the key and put the ball on the floor, and I'm just going to try and drop the hammer on somebody. I'm like, all right, Quincy. All right. I see it. I see it. We'll see if we can get that again. You know, Racers give up a little run at the end of the half. And as Steve said, you know, you give up a little end of a run at the end of the half, a little run at the beginning of the second half, and it's just, you can't give up in any league. But in this league, you give up those 10, 12-point spurts, and they get you beat. They get you beat. Kenny White finally saw some offense out of him tonight. Got off to a rough start again. Thought the one thing, as we have certainly documented, his struggles with the three-point shot. He has, you know, there was some body language tonight in that first half when those first couple shots didn't go down, that it was just like, what is going on? I mean, that was just what was screaming out of his eyes. And just this frustration of just, what is going on? Finally got one to go down in the second half. He had 13 points in the second half at one point. I don't know offhand what he finished with, but I thought, okay, maybe this is a little something to get him going. Because when they were really going early, especially in that Myrtle Beach trip, Kenny was scoring. look, not necessarily 20 a night, but be able to get 12, 14, get to the free throw line, you know, as he did tonight. That is a huge asset. Rob Perry, can't say enough about him tonight. Finishes with 26. I believe 11 of 17 from the field. And it was all earned. It was all earned tonight. There was nothing easy. When he did get to the basket, he took shots. And he finished. Probably should have gotten a couple more and ones in it. But he did not. Let's see. Kenny did. He finished with 13. I guess all of those came in the second half. 6 of 8 from the line. Rob Perry, 11 of 17, 3 of 6 from 3. 26 points, 4 rebounds. Steve Perome, I've heard him mention about Rob here in the last couple of days that he'd like him to be a 50-40-90 guy. 50% from the field, 40% from 3, 90% from the line. Rob's biggest, and he has said that they're just trying to work on shot selection with Rob. If Rob has had one bugaboo this year, it's just been those heat check threes. And almost everyone, none of them go down. Like, if you literally just subtracted a shot, not even make it, just subtract one three-point shot per game from him, which was just a forced shot, he would be shooting 46% from three-point range this year, which is bananas. It's just that one, And I'm telling you, tonight, there was a couple times you could almost just see, like, the cartoon stop sign go up over his head. There was a couple times where it was like, things are starting to go great, and then, whoa, the governor in his head slammed on the brakes, and he didn't do it. So I was like, okay, yes, it's one game, but it just felt like whatever message had gotten across, got across. And he goes 3 for 6 from 3. He is an elite shooter. If they could just dial that back a little bit on some of the crazy ones, he is going to be a massive weapon moving forward. Momentum in this game. There were 12 lead changes in this game. So 12 lead changes, that tells you that Murray had 6 leads, basically. Might have been more by 1 or 2, but basically they had 6 leads. But they had 6 leads, and I think they led for, let me check the total number here, 2 minutes and 5 seconds. So basically every time they were ahead for 20 seconds. And it was just every time they took the lead, they could not get a stop on the following possession. And SIU just came down and answered. It was just like, just could not get that momentum ball rolling downhill. Just couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. As we have seen repeatedly with this team, they will not lay down. They got down 10 with, 55-45 with 5:25 to go. Damask, as I wrote down at that point, just big boying them. And that was a couple times down low. Got some buckets where it was, you know, he was able to ISO on the post and finish some tough shots. But it was just, all right, they're outmanning you right now. And you're like, all right, guy behind me, it was just like, that's it. And it kind of felt like it was. Then Jacoby finally gets to the line and Rob hits a 3. And suddenly it's a quick 7-0 run. And now you're down 3 with 3 minutes to go. And you're like, you're in this thing. But then Damask, with 1 second left in the shot clock, trying to get to the basket, maybe bailed out. I think there was contact on the arm. He goes and makes 2 free throws, gets it to 5, and then it's just, you know, just could never get 5-4 there down the stretch. And Lance Jones with just a massive 3. Get him up 7 with the 1:50 to go with that dagger in the corner, and that was it. And that's where in the last 5 minutes you saw Jones and Damask just finish the game. Those are 2 seniors. Those are guys that have been through it. And they hit massive shots down the stretch. And the bottom line is your top 2 guys got 41 points. And Murray State's top two guys in Perry and Jamari Smith got 31. You get 41, you got a real good chance to win the game. I don't know what's going on with Jamari Smith. I don't know. You know, we talked earlier about how his shooting percentage dropped off in the lane in the last four games. Tonight, he took four shots. I mean, he played 31 minutes, had nine rebounds, 3 of 4 at the line, 1 for 4 from the field. And I know there was times that he'd get the ball kind of in the low block, half spot area, and SIU would run a second guy at him and make him give it up. I get that. I'm just going to have to go back and see what they did, because four shots is just, for as aggressive as he is offensively, that seems out of character for him to play that long and only get four shots. And that's where, you know, you get 26 out of your best player and you give up 63 at home, you feel like you should win the game. But when, you know, Jacoby Wood and Jamari Smith combined for 8, man, you're just not going to win. And the fact that they were in it at the end, again, it just goes back to the optimism of, I think there are positives to take away. But there just continues to be sort of these bugaboos that, you know, got to get cleaned up. But that's as good of a team as they're going to play in the conference all year. And now they've got to turn their attention to Evansville on Sunday, who appears to be the worst team in the league, and got to go get that one on the road and go get one back, you know, and get back, stay at 3-1 at, you know, four games in and keep going. That's just not one you can give up. Not one you can give up. But I just, you know, the one thing Steve made mention of this in his post game, and this just kind of my brain flailing now is getting ready to wrap it up. But it's the one thing, and this is the note that I did make, was after Lance Jones hit that big three with less than 2 minutes left to put him up 7 and really put the game ultimately out of reach. I'm like, that's what Murray does not have this year. Right now, they don't have the spot up shooters that can just kill you. And there's times Rob is that guy, but they're smart enough to get left open. Or not get left open. Teams aren't going to generally let him hang out. You know, but when you've got Kenny White on the wing, who's, you know, not shooting 20% from three, and Justin Morgan, he'll get you one every now and again, but he's still, you know, you can tell he's a freshman. And there's that level of calm that you just can tell has not necessarily settled over him. It'll come soon. It just hasn't quite gotten there yet. And so I think he rushes a little bit sometimes when he's trying to fire. Jacoby Wood has struggled. And it's just, they don't have that guy. There was that possession tonight in the first half, you know, where I think they get 4 offensive rebounds. And then they go 0 for 5 from the field on the trip. Guys with wide open threes that just couldn't make them. And then SIU, it's like, boy, if they're going to get an offensive rebound, you know they're going to make a three. And that was just what was so backbreaking tonight in the big spots. As the Racers go down, 63-57. Again, the home court winning streak comes to a close. Bound to happen, but it is over at 20 as the Racers fall to 7-6 on the season. 2-1 in the Missouri Valley. As we look at other action in the Valley tonight, Indiana State, they're the ones that blasted Evansville 91-63. Drake held off Valpo 68-63. Last night, in case you missed it, Missouri State over Northern Iowa 79-67. UIC beat Illinois State 55-51. And Belmont rallied back to beat Bradley 63-60. So, there is now 3 games in, 1 team left, unbeaten in the conference. That's Indiana State at 3-0. And then you've got 6 teams sitting there at 2-1 Belmont, SIU, Bradley, Drake, Missouri State, and Murray State. So, trying to win a championship here. Hook or by crook. 2-1. You're a game out. As I said the other night, computer numbers say 15-5 is going to win this thing. So, next up, a Sunday New Year's Day trip to Evansville to try to get back on the winning side and get to 3-1 in the conference. All right, I'll be back tomorrow as in Friday, or later today as in Friday, if you're just getting a chance to listen to this now. We'll get some film breakdown, and we'll also talk with Kenny Roth and get his thoughts on what he saw tonight from the Racers and the Salukis. Thanks for listening to the Ride Home Podcast. Check us out, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, leave us a comment or review. That helps us continue to grow. And thanks for all the kind words as we continue to roll through with this podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.